His hands worked hard each time he came around, and his feet skidded and spun in place as he rolled his shoulders to keep himself upright. He approached the sharp turn and the abrupt, deadly ending. He yelled as another thunderous explosion rocked the corridor behind him. The assassin shoved off with all his strength as he came around, timing it perfectly for maximum effect. Turning, he threw his upper body forward to strengthen the movement, cutting him across the hallway to the side passage. As soon as his feet slid off that main corridor, he stumbled, for the magical grease abruptly ended. He caught the corner and pulled himself back to it, going in hard, face up against the wall. He glanced back only once, and in the dim light could see the sharp, barbed tips of the deadly spikes. He started to peek around, back the way he had come, but he nearly cried out in surprise to see a flailing form charging past him. He tried to grab at Jarlaxle, but the drow eluded him, and Intrary thought his companion doomed on the end of the spikes. But Jarlaxle didn't hit the spikes. Somehow, some way, the drow pulled up short, whipped to the left, and slammed hard into the wall opposite Intrary. The assassin tried to reach out, but yelped and fell back behind the corner as a bolt of blue-white lightning streaked past, exploding in a shower of stinging sparks as it crashed against the back wall, shearing off several of the spikes in the process. Intrary heard the cackle of the lich, an emaciated, skeletal creature, partially covered in withered skin. He resisted the urge to sprint away down the side corridor and growled in defiance instead. "I knew you'd get me killed," he snapped at Jarlaxle. Trembling with fury, Intrary leaped back into the middle of the main slippery corridor. "Come on then, spawn of Zheng Yi," the assassin roared. The lich came into sight, black tattered robes fluttering out behind it, lipless face, rotted brown and skeletal white, grinning wide. Intrary went for his sword, but when the lich reached out with bony fingers, the assassin instead thrust his gloved hand out before him. Again Intrary screamed, in defiance, in denial, in rage, as another lightning bolt blasted forth. Intrary felt as if he was in a hot, stinging wind. He felt the burn and tingle of tremendous energies bristling around him. He was down on his knees, but didn't know it. He had been thrown back to the wall just below the spikes, but he didn't even register the firm footing of the base of the back wall against his feet. He was still reaching forward with the enchanted glove, arms shaking badly, sparks of blue and white spinning in the air and disappearing into the glove. None of it registered to the assassin, whose teeth were clenched so forcefully that he couldn't even yell any louder than a throaty growl. Spots danced before his eyes and waves of dizziness assailed him. He heard the taunting cackle of the lich. Instinctively, he shoved off the wall, angling back to his left on the side corridor. He got one foot planted on that non-greased surface and sprang back up. He drew his sword, blinded still, and scrambled along the side passage's edge, then leaped out as fast and as far as he could, swiping Karin's claw wildly and having no idea if he was anywhere near the lich. He was. The dark blade came down, sparks dancing around it, for the glove had caught the bulk of the energy from the lightning bolt and released it back through the metal of its companion sword. The lich, surprised at how far and how fast the opponent had come, threw an arm up to block, and Karin's claw sheared it off at the elbow. And Treri's strike would have destroyed the creature then, except the impact with the arm provided the conduit for the release of the lightning's energy. Again the explosion sent Intrary sliding back to the wall to slam in hard and low. The shrieking of the lich forced the assassin to reach out and retrieve his scattered senses. He turned himself around, his hand slapping the floor until he once again grasped the hilt of Karin's claw. He looked up the corridor, just in time to see the lich retreating, cloak aflame.
"Jarlaxle,"
the assassin asked, glancing back to his right to where the drow had been pressed up against the wall. Confused to see only the wall, Intrary looked back into the corner, expecting to see a charred lump of drow. But no. Jarlaxle was just gone. Intrary stared at the wall and inched himself into the corridor opposite. Off the greased section, he regained his footing and nearly jumped out of his boots when he saw two red eyes staring at him from within the stone of the opposite corridor.